Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and also the engineer, obviously. we're sitting here with Lee Pitts, and he's a fishing guide down in Alabama at Weiss Lake and Neely Henry. Yep. And he's also a bass fisherman, too. But the reason why we have Lee on the show is because of health issues. And health issues that are in the past and health issues that he's living with. And he's actually had so many anglers that are contacting him at the tournaments and when they see him and just off social media where he's getting them. And we thought this would be good. This is a good time to address it because a lot of anglers or even families are dealing with it. So tell us about your situation, Lee.
You know, I had a scary little thing I was faced with. Found out I had colorectal cancer this last year, and it's been one of the things that nobody ever wants to hear that. They don't want to face it. They don't want to think right. about it. But with me, it was just, me and my wife, Laura, it was one of those things that when they found this with me and told me that it was a very, very aggressive cancer and something that they had to get aggressive with, what do you do? I asked them, can we hold off on it and let me at least get through some deer hunting? And they're like, right. No, this needs to come first on this. So, it's just something that it was just a shock and just tough on us.
Did you go, was it an annual test or what was the deal?
No,
how did you?
I knew I was having some problems. And so many of these guys, like I said, they're terrified of going and getting the colonoscopies or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Man, and I try to tell them it's no big deal, and it's something that can save your life. All these guys out there, we're tough outdoorsmen, and right. nothing can ever hurt us or knock us down. But thank goodness that it's one of those things that we had checked, and that's when they found it. Just as I was coming to from that, they were telling me what my problem was.
Right. Wow. So what was the steps? What happened after those? What's the steps after the doctor comes in and gives you that news? You tell them you got a little more deer hunting left in you and some more fish to catch.
it's one of those things, I guess. It's, like the old saying goes, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. So that's kind of the thing with me. And me and my wife, we talked about it and prayed about it. And just we came to the conclusion of, hey, there's nothing that we can do with this. We put our trust in the doctors. Let's just, I looked at it as like a two-a-day football practice. It was like, hey, for the next – year, it's going to be tough, but you just got to get with it and get it going. And I think the thing is just keeping a good sense of humor, keeping a good outlook. With me, my way of dealing with things is kind of making a joke about it. If it's some serious stuff, just kind of laugh and cut up.
Right.
And I think that's what's helped me. With my hunting and fishing, I kind of use that platform to get out and get away. And really, I didn't even – people didn't know about it until I was already through with my surgery.
Oh.
So once they found out that I'd had that in the last year, I'd had chemo treatments, I'd had radiation treatments, and still guiding every day, still out in the woods. And really, I think, she and I have talked about it. I think this is a platform that I'm using through my fishing and the places that I go, the seminars that I do. People come up to me, you would not believe – the guys that'll come up and I can see just the fear in their face and in their eyes, they're scared to death. And they say, we heard that you went through this. I've just been diagnosed. Somebody in my family's just been diagnosed or something. And just, I think the relief and me talking to them and say, hey man, everything's going to be good. You're going to be okay. Just put faith in your doctors, do what they say and roll with it and don't give up. I had, so many times all through this, I would come in with my treatment, my flip flops on, my shorts, my right. backpack with some Gatorades in it, and my earbuds, and I'd sit there for a couple hours, get treatment, and just rock out a little bit. So
it's been about a year.
September 25th, I had my surgery.
Uh huh. So under a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the prognosis?
Everything's looking good now. They took me in and. took care of a lot of the stuff that I needed out. So
you didn't give them a hard time, did you?
Oh man, I tell you what, that's the only way I know how to go through this is that with the nurses and things. You know, I was always cutting up and playing tricks on them. One of the receptionists up there, I kind of played a little joke on her with a urine sample.
Tell us about
well,
that.
Well, one of the doctors, he had asked me, he said, man, he said, if you don't mind, he said, let's play a little joke on one of the nurses up there. And all the other doctors and nurses knew about it. So I came in with a little sample and said, hey, they told me to give this to you. And she goes, oh, no. You take that back to the lab. No, they said, you check it, make sure it was all fresh. I believe you, take it to the lab. And the waiting room was full of people. And I said, hold here, I'll show you. And I undid the top, took a sip, and she came unglued on that one. So when she turned around and saw everybody else laughing at her and cutting up, it was I knew I was going to get payback for that one right there. So,
right. You have to be careful with the people that have control over the needles.
I didn't think about that at the time. You know, that's one of those things that you got to, you know, she gets her time to get me back on that one.
So your family, you and your wife, how are you dealing with this situation?
Everything's good. You know, with she and I, and thank goodness she stayed upbeat through this whole thing. We laughed and we cut up and we picked at each other. We made kind of jokes about, you know, some of the things that I went through and some of the things that happened, you know, the side effects and all that. And We laughed and cut up and just went on about our business and had a good time with it. And that's the only way I know how to handle things like that.
So for people that don't know or haven't been tested, what's your words of wisdom to them?
Yeah, the sooner the better. You know, now they're saying with guys around 50 years old, go get checked, go do it. If you're having some problems and you're younger than that, you know, it doesn't, the sooner that you can find it, the sooner if you've got some problems, let them take care of it. I was almost too late on mine.
Wow.
You know, it got pretty serious. And like I said, I still got a lot of hunting and fishing to do. So I jumped in there and got with it and made the best of it.
There you go. Well, I think we'll go to fishing. We'll talk a little bit about fishing. So tell us about fishing on Weiss Lake. Tell us the difference between fishing on Weiss Lake for crappie and crappie fishing on Neely Henry.
Well, you know, both of those are a lot the same. You know, they're both on the Coosa chain. Weiss is the upper lake, and then it flows right into Neely Henry. But Weiss has so much more of the backwater areas, the places that, you know, they got right at almost 33,000 acres and 500 miles of shoreline. So there's so many places and so many backwater areas that hold fish. There's a lot of bedding and spawning places there that the fish have a lot of areas that they can go and spawn and just, you know, grow.
Right.
So a lot of visible structure, a lot of man-made structure put out. Both Neely Henry and Weiss has a whole lot of boat docks that fish really, really orient around.
Is Neely more current oriented?
Yeah, you know, it's more of a river system. Neely, as it comes through the main city of Gadsden there, it's your main river that the fish really, they get out there on those, you know, creek ledges and things like that, the drop-offs. But it's also got more down river, its share of open water too, you know, some of those stuff with the back bays and places that those fish can kind of get a break from that current when they need to spawn.
What do you think when you're targeting, let's stick with Weiss Lake, what do you think is the number one technique for catching fish on Weiss Lake?
The long line trolling is really what everybody tries to in your January, February, March.
Right.
You know.
And what are you using when you're long lining?
I like, you know, we're setting up multiple rods on that. I'm using probably 4 to 6 pound test, but I like the Bobby Garland baby shad. I like the slab slayer, something that you're really not wanting a whole lot of action or any kind of erratic action to that.
Right.
And these fish aren't really holding on structure that time of year. They're migrating in and out of these the main lake going into the bays.
I see.
You're just trying to intercept them as they're coming in there.
And on Neely Henry, what would be the number one technique that you use there?
Neely Henry is a lot of dock shooting.
Oh, dock shooting?
Yeah, really, really like that dock shooting there. Also, you can throw, I like the baby shad, the baby shad swimmers on either a 16th or a 1/24th ounce head, throwing it under a float.
I see.
Yeah, throw a lot of floating flies, what everybody calls it.
So, and you also guide for bass too, don't you?
I do. I'll catch a greenhead every now and then.
Where's that at? Which
both Neely and Wise.
All right. Mm-hmm. You don't ever go anyplace else, mm-mm, like sneak up to Smith Lake or something.
Nope. When you got Weiss and Neely Henry, you don't need to go anywhere else.
and you can do that at any time, the greenheads, or is there a certain period of time? You're probably a really, really busy crappie guiding, aren't you, in the spring?
Early spring, crappie kind of is my number one deal.
Right.
And then when it gets to be mid-May, that June, July, I do a lot of my bass fishing.
Yeah.
Do it. And then again, we'll have, that August when it's just the dog days of summer, I kind of go out and build deer stands. Getting ready. And then we'll have a good late September, October, November. We're right out there crappie fishing again.
And Weiss Lake is the crappie capital of the world, is it not?
That's it. That's our claim to fame.
I know it is because I've seen the sign.
Yeah. You've seen our water tower, hadn't you?
Yeah, I've seen the water tower.
I believe we're the only town around that has a crappie painted on its water tower. Now, that's strong right there.
As far as I know it. Probably got crappie inside swimming, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what helps us. It helps us tune in better with our water supply.
You're like all scoped in.
We're ready. Your tap water's got crappie in it.
I know. Is there a place that you put in, like at Weiss Lake? Is there a good place to put in? Is there a marina?
There is. We have several places there. Cedar Bluff Center and Leesburg. Okay. They're probably only 4 or 5 miles apart on each direction, but it circles the lake right there.
Okay.
So with your lower end, you got Bay Springs Marina. They're down there on, your main lake and south. Little River Marina is a good marina up on the upper part of the main lake. And then again on our where the Coosa runs in, which you start – really, we've got three different rivers that run into it, the Coosa, Chattooga, and Little River.
Okay.
So if you go up the Coosa, you got Riverside up that way. So we got three good places. Then, of course, there's some more state ramps all around the lake.
All right. And how about Neely Henry? What do they have for, like, boat ramps and marinas?
Yeah, Neely is got really nice facilities there with the Coosa Landing.
Which is right there by the bridge.
Right there at the bridge. And then if you're going to fish the lower end, going down to Canoe Creek, there's a big, big state ramp that's down there. It can hold probably, I would say, 150 boats.
Wow.
A lot of floating docks down there and some stationary docks, too, that they have set up. And they're building a new one right there at the 77 Bridge in Gadsden on Neely right now. It's not quite open yet, but it's going to be a very nice facility.
Wow. So that's going to be a great place then to put in there. Lots of facilities.
Mm-hmm. Both those lakes are really equipped and adapt for the fishermen.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole lot of facilities that you can go in and, get your bait and tackle, get some ice, put your boat in, and everything. It's really, really made for the sportsman.
Yep. So when you're guiding for crappie, what do you guide out of?
I've got which marina?
No, what boat?
Okay, I've got a 21-foot Polar Craft center console.
Okay,
And we do, like I said, with our long lining and even in the fall, our vertical fishing.
Okay.
Rod holders all over it. I've got the double seat system set up. So a lot of it, all I do, I can sit behind that console and drink Coca-Colas and eat candy bars and –
I don't know. I think the doctor probably frown on you.
Man, they don't like Beanie Weenies and Vienas either. I don't know what the deal is on that. They said that.
Wouldn't you love to go in the doctor's office and he'd be sitting there with a Vienna sausage and he'd be eating and he'd go, Lee, you really need to eat better.
Yeah.
You know how, like, it's the doctor that you see smoking, yeah, when you see him outside the office and he's telling you to stop, and yeah, he's out there, you're like,
big old Marlboro hanging out of his mouth. The, you know, and I told him something else, man, an outdoor, just, I could be a gourmet chef on outdoor meals. You can take a vienna and a golden flake peanut butter cracker and take it in half and cut the vienna in half. Oh, man, that's wonderful. That's good like, stuff right there.
Better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, God, yeah, and better for you, too. It's good.
There's going to have to be a disclaimer, like, on the bottom here.
Yeah.
Health warning, health hazards, you know, right there. Hey, that takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. And, of course, Pico Lures has lures to catch all game fish, bass, crappie, you know, walleye, stripers, whites, everything that get that swims out there is game fish that you want to catch. They got it. And so make sure you check them out at picolures.com. And also Smith Products. And Smith Products has all kinds of knife sharpeners and hook sharpeners and sharpeners with Arkansas stone, I believe. A lot of them, if not all of them, are made with that. So that gets your hooks really, really sharp and keeps your knives real sharp. And that's what I use mine for. And if you want to check out more about Smith Products, go to smithproducts.com. And they have that. Now, if they want to find out more about you, Lee, or if they have questions, health questions, or if they have concerns, where might they catch up with you?
You know, you can look at me on Facebook. It's Lee Pitts. And then I also have a website with Pitts Outdoors.
Okay.
And, or you know, you can look and get my phone number. Hey, if you got some questions on anything, you know, like you said, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But I can tell you what they... I can tell you what it's fixing to be about.
Right. And you stayed at a Holiday Inn, right?
Yeah, last night. I'm in good shape.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate you being on the show. Hey, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.